This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The term transgender generally refers to the state of one's gender identity, whether that be self-identification as woman, man, neither, or both, not matching one's assigned sex. Transgender people are targets of discrimination in many areas of their lives, and this marginalization exposes them to tremendous social and economic insecurity.
A private member's bill called Bill C-389 proposes amendments to the Canadian Human Rights Act and the Criminal Code to include protections for gender identity and gender expression. It was originally introduced by Bill Sixay, the NDP Member of Parliament for Burnaby Douglas. On November the 3rd, 2010, the bill was returned without amendment by the House Committee on Justice and Human Rights for report and a third reading in Parliament. On November 16th, 2010, Vancouver City Councillor Ellen Woodsworth introduced a motion at Vancouver City Council meeting asking that the City of Vancouver support Bill C-389. We're joined on the phone by Councillor Woodsworth. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Councillor Woodsworth, why is Bill C-389 important?
At present, the Canadian Human Rights Act does not protect people from discrimination and harassment and violence based on their gender identity or gender expression. And as well, the Criminal Code does not include gender identity and gender expression as an identifiable group and doesn't take gender identity and gender expression into account as aggravating factors to be considered at the time of sentencing. So what I've heard for many, many, many years is the tragic discrimination against the trans community, whether it's two-spirited people, drag queens, you know, transsexual androgens, people who are bigendered, multigendered, or otherwise. People have been physically attacked, verbally attacked, psychologically attacked, discriminated when they try to get a job or try to get housing. It's terrifying what happens to people, and we need to ensure that everyone is protected and that anyone who perpetuates violence may expect to be charged under a hate designation when they attack someone on that basis.
Now, you as the City of Vancouver councillor brought a motion to council earlier this week asking that the City of Vancouver support Bill C-389 and called on members of Parliament to recognize it as a necessary measure to ensure the health and well-being of Canadians. Why is it important for Vancouver's City Council to lend its support to the bill?
Well, this motion that I presented to council is something that I worked with the LGBTQ City of Vancouver Advisory Committee on. It came through the committee, which is a committee set up by council to advise City Council on issues pertaining to the LGBTQ committee. And I certainly, as a lesbian, know, you know, from firsthand experience and from anecdotal evidence and having worked in the Downtown East Side for 10 years, that it is incredibly important that we as a city use all the powers at our disposal to stand up to say no to hate. And this is a legal and a political and a policy means that we have to continue to use our office to protect everyone within this city but across this country and to take a leadership role in the world in protecting the rights of everyone.
Now, Charles McVetti is the president of Toronto's Canada Christian College and is the current president of an organization called Canada Family Action Coalition. He told the Globe and Mail on November the 16th, 2010, quote, "As adults, we can handle these things, but my daughter turned 13 on Saturday, and I don't want some guy showering beside her at the local swimming pool," unquote. What's your response to Mr. McVetti's concern, and what are the misunderstandings in any of this?
Well, I guess I could counter that story by the higher ratio of suicides and attempted suicide by LGBTQ teenagers when they're struggling with their sexuality, struggling to come out, struggling in a very real way to feel safe within their families, within their neighborhoods, and within this country that supposedly has a high standard of human rights. I think that I find it interesting what he said. I think what the teenage daughter would want to know is whether she feels safe. And the assumption that, you know, having someone in a communal washroom, it doesn't make her safe. Well, the question of safety needs to be addressed. But in fact, our most recent community center, Riley Park in Vancouver, actually has a common change room. And the question is, if people are choosing to cross-dress or they feel in their body that they are male and their body's female, or their body's female and they feel male, etc., these are issues in which people are deeply, deeply struggling within themselves to, one, self-accept, but often self-acceptance goes hand-in-hand with acceptance by people around them. And I think that what this minister is doing is actually flaming a biological or psychological issue into a moral or a question of people choosing something. And I think it's, you know, we're way past the day when the medical association said that homosexuality was a perversion or people should be thrown into mental hospitals, but it sounds like that's where he's trying to drive people once again.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm very proud to start debate on my private member's bill, C-389, an act to amend the Canadian Human Rights Act and the Criminal Code, Gender Identity and Gender Expression. I want to thank the members of Parliament who have this bill, the NDP members for Halifax, Windsor-Tecumseh, Hamilton East, Stoney Creek, Toronto-Danforth, Vancouver-Kingsway, Vancouver East, Sackville Eastern Shore, Nanaimo-Cowichan, and Trinity-Spadina, and Liberal members for Yukon, Don Valley West, and Toronto Centre. The trans community and their families, friends, and allies appreciate your support for this initiative, as do I. This bill is about explicitly ensuring full human rights protection in areas of federal jurisdiction for transgender and transsexual Canadians. It does that by adding gender identity and gender expression to the list of prohibited grounds of discrimination in the Canadian Human Rights and in the sentencing and hate crime provisions of the Criminal Code of Canada. This is the first time gender identity and gender expression have been debated in the Canadian Parliament. It is an historic debate that is overdue. The actions proposed in this bill are also overdue.
You're listening to People First Radio. A 2009 U.S. study found that transgender people face double the rate of unemployment, near universal harassment on the job, significant losses of jobs and careers, high rates of poverty, and significant housing instability. We're speaking with Vancouver City Councillor Ellen Woodsworth about a recent declaration of support by the City of Vancouver for a federal private members' bill. Bill C-389 proposes amendments to the Canadian Human Rights Act and the Criminal Code to include protections for gender identity and gender expression.
Ellen Woodsworth, advocates point out that being transgender is not in itself a mental disorder, and you've mentioned this just a little earlier, but that being unable to live in one's appropriate gender role can often lead to severe mental health issues. It's also clear that transgendered people face considerable social and economic hardship. You made reference to this in the first part of our interview. What else have you heard in this area?
Well, I've sat in on many conferences and discussions, and I've talked to many people, particularly people who are a little bit older, the baby boomers or older, and almost every one of them talked about some situation in which they were either physically beaten up or mentally beaten up or verbally abused. And unfortunately, much more tragic than that, people have been thrown in jail, and many people who are in their 60s and 70s now were actually put in mental hospitals because our society was at that point not able to accept that there were a variety of genders. The other thing that we discovered most recent years is that many children who were born hermaphrodites, i.e. they would have the biological genders of both sexes, and these children were operated on so that they became physically one sex or the other, and they often didn't actually know that this operation had taken place. Either the hospital made the decision or the hospital, with the consent of the parents, made a decision. And these people struggled with their identity for many years, and it's only now that these issues are coming to the front and people feel free to speak about them. Although when I brought this motion before council on Tuesday, no one asked to speak to the motion, and that's tragic that people still don't feel safe to come forward in public and talk about their situations.
Friday, November the 19th, and I believe the original date is November the 20th, marks Transgender Day of Remembrance, a day that has been set aside to memorialize people who have been killed due to anti-transgender hatred or prejudice. And events will be held in a number of cities in North America. Will something be happening in Vancouver?
Yes, the Transgendered Coalition is having an event that starts at Carnegie Community Center about 5 o'clock, and then people will walk from Carnegie to Simon Fraser, and there is a proclamation that the mayor has provided that will be read out at that time.
Sherry McLeod of Moncton, New Brunswick, is Executive Director of PFLAG Canada, a national organization that helps Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. She wrote in a letter to the Ottawa Citizen newspaper, "The Transgender Day of Remembrance reminds us that prejudice still exists, but if we can come together and face the worst possible outcome of intolerance with an open heart, then maybe society can change." What are your thoughts, Counselor, on society and its potential for change?
Well, PFLAG has been outstanding. It's parents and friends of the LGBTQ community and allies. So it's been, made a huge difference to all of us that parents and friends and supporters have joined us, whether it's on pride marches or on days to remember those people who've been killed. I think that we need everyone to start talking openly about their fears, and people to start openly about what's happened to them because of basically ignorance, morality, hatred that breeds when things are not out in the open. And I think that we're seeing a significant change in our society. I mean, the city of Vancouver has a harassment-free policy, which we've now adapted to include gender identity and gender expression. Cities of Toronto and Ottawa have policy recognizing transsexual and transgender people. The United States enacted the October 2009 Matthew Shepard and James Byrne J. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and is now actively considering an Employment Non-Discrimination Act. So, it's things are slowly moving, and we need to keep it up. I think there definitely are signs at the national level that if we don't keep up the pressure, if we don't get a large amount of support behind MP Bill 6A's Bill C-389, that we could lose some of the rights we have gained because of standing up and standing proud. And I encourage everybody to send letters and emails of support to him and talk to your MP and ask for their support for this bill.
Now we just have a moment left. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our discussion today?
Well, I think if people want to go on Bill 6A website, they can see what Bill C-389 says. And I think it's very important that people let other people know that there is such a bill and that they write in letters to the editor and speak out on their phone lines about what is happening to people who have different genders or different gender identities. Because until the stories are told, the tragedy that has unfolded to date won't be stopped. And we as government need to change the policies, but people in their homes and in their communities and at their job places also have to make the change. and give the support that's needed to the trans community.
Councillor Woodsworth, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
It's a pleasure, and thank you very much for your work.
Ellen Woodsworth is a City of Vancouver councillor who is affiliated with the Coalition of Progressive Legislatures, or COPE. You can find her online at ellenwoodsworth.com. Bill 6A is the NDP Member of Parliament for Burnaby Douglas. His private member's bill, C-389, is currently working its way through Canada's Parliament. You can find him online at bill6a.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.